Greetings everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Significant events are taking place in Germany. And as many of our viewers know, we have been warning you for years that events are going to accelerate in Germany and in continental Europe, which will have great significance and consequences for the United States of America, for Great Britain, and for many countries around the world. First, let me read to you from an article by Deutsche Welle dated August 5, saying this. Germany's ruling party has launched a debate on reinstating military conscription. Representatives of Angela Merkel's party started a nationwide discussion on the return of mandatory military service. The general conscription was scrapped in 2011 after Berlin decided to professionalize its troops. In a surprising move on Friday, however, Secretary General Annegret Kramp-Karrenbauer pledged to very intensively discuss military service and mandatory conscription. Youth could serve with the Bundeswehr, the German army, but also with first responders or medical institutions. It should last for 12 months and apply to young men and women over the age of 18, is the thought. Several other politicians also stressed the program would apply to both men and women, something which has never happened before in Germany after World War II. At the same time, right-wing AfD came out in favor of reviving conscription, of course, because they were the ones who actually, in a sense, started the debate. On Twitter, AfD's parliamentary group leader Alice Weidel said, "The Bundeswehr needed to become an attractive employer again in order to be able to fulfill its defense duties." Now, Breitbart and the Associated Press added the following on August 6. The idea was drawn and has drawn a mixed response. Karl Theodor zu Guttenberg, the ex-defense minister who scrapped conscription, told Monday's Bild Daily that it would be costly. And the Constitution does not foresee such compulsory or forced work assignments. Very interesting. The German Constitution wouldn't even allow it, but it doesn't look like people care too much about it. The Local wrote on August 6, the CDU, Angela Merkel's party, will debate the issue at their party conference in December and will decide what steps to take following their discussions. Handelsblatt Global wrote on August 6, advocates argue that national service, whether it be military or civilian in nature, improves social cohesion, teaches unruly youth a thing or two, and instills a sense of pride and community. Opponents say that national service is unnecessary, expensive, and damaging to the careers of young people, with some likening it to slave labor. Now, it's claimed that in light of the uncertain world situation, compulsory military service is inalienable, is the word they use. Die Welt reported on August 5 that a majority of Germans support the military draft. 55.6% are in favor, with only 39.6% being against it, or probably against it. But, of course, more than 60% of the right-wing AfD party are in favor. What we need to note is that the German attitude towards military service and war has shockingly but predictably changed in recent months. At one time, Germany was very proud of its pacifistic viewpoints. But this is no longer the case. The Bible, my friends, shows us that ultimately Germany will become very militaristic, and it will, together with many other European nations, ultimately start a nuclear war against the United States of America and the United Kingdom. Yes, you've heard me right. A nuclear war is prophesied in Scripture. In light of this, notice carefully what Politico wrote on August 6. Imagine a nuclear-armed Germany. No, it's not a fantasy, but a real debate happening in present-day Berlin. Some are daring to think the unthinkable. Do we need the bomb? Read the front page headline in Welt am Sonntag, one of the country's largest newspapers. For the first time since 1949, the Federal Republic of Germany is no longer under the U.S. nuclear umbrella. Christian Hacke, a prominent German political scientist, wrote in an essay in the paper. It would be easier to dismiss the article as the ramblings of an eccentric academic, were Hacke not a fixture of Germany's foreign policy establishment and a respected university professor. That the debate is happening at all speaks to how unnerved Germany's security community has become, the article says. It goes on to say, Germany ratified the 1968 nuclear non-proliferation treaty, which bars it from developing atomic weapons. Under the so-called 2+4 agreement, a 1990 treaty between the two Germanies and World War II allies that paved the way to German unification or reunification, the country also committed to stay away from nuclear weapons. However, these treaties can easily be changed. So the idea like, oh, at this point, the treaties tell us we can't do it, doesn't mean that that is the case tomorrow. It goes on to say that Germany's membership of NATO and the EU already put it under France and, of course, the UK's nuclear, quote-unquote, protection. The point being, Europe already has the nuclear weapons. The Business Insider added on August 4 that in mid-2017, a review commissioned by Germany's parliament found Berlin could legally finance another European country's nuclear weapons in return for protection. So the Bible shows, again, that a unified European power bloc consisting of 10 nations or groups of nations will possess and use nuclear weapons. Germany and France will be part of that configuration. The UK, by the way, will not be. So it's somewhat academic to speculate as to whether Germany will acquire nuclear weapons themselves. They don't have to because they're going to be part of that European power bloc. It will be Germany which will lead that future power bloc. And it will be a charismatic, political, and military leader of German or Austrian descent called the Beast in the Bible, who will receive unchecked power and authority from these 10 nations or groups of nations. And that will bring about the Great Tribulation. That will bring about the time of nuclear war, when the modern descendants of the ancient houses of Israel and Judah will be defeated in war. It's prophesied. It is clear from the pages of the Bible. These times will be so bad that unless Jesus Christ was to return to stop and make an end to these days, to shorten them, no human being would even be saved alive. That shows you that nuclear war is most certainly part of what is going to happen. You should be aware of what is prophesied. We have a free booklet, Europe in Prophecy. We have another free booklet, The 10 European Revivals of the Ancient Roman Empire. All these booklets show you from the pages of the Bible what is prophesied, and they show you how what we have discussed today is completely and totally in line of biblical prophecy. So thank you very much for listening, and this is Novodink for the Standing Watch program.